Well, good morning, everyone. It is Monday morning, February. Is it the 17th already? My goodness. Well, good morning and welcome. We are here to chat through some ideas and get motivated and suggestions and ideas for Team GLAC. And we come together every single Monday morning like this to do a live conference call. It's really just a great way to wrap our head around not only starting the week, but continuing through the month. And my name is Denise Gaskell, and I have the pleasure of being your lead this morning on the call. We do love that these calls have the opportunity to be interactive, so feel free to share your ideas, ask questions. We have a topic this morning. We're going to be talking about team up. We're going to talk about how that looks, how that works. Hopefully, most of you are, or all of you are on a team up team. I do see the list of attendees. I'm able to see who's joined in on the call here. And I'm thinking through, looking through the names that probably most of you are on a team up team. And if you're not, if you haven't joined in on a team up before, what we're going to do is just kind of discuss how it works, what that looks like, some ideas on how to move through the competition here. And then, you know, if you're not on a team, take those notes and move forward with it next time Shackley offers it, because it really is a great opportunity for all kinds of reasons. All right. So as most of you know, Shackley launched an opportunity called Team Up. And this isn't the first time that they've done this. Shackley has done Team Up competitions in the past. And they're usually about a month or a couple month span. And basically, it's just a great way to earn some additional points towards trips. Of course, it's a great way to boost your business, to build teams, to build, you know, excitement, because not only do you earn points for the trip, but then Shackley has also put in some additional fun things and rewards that you can earn along the way as well. And what I thought we'd do is just kind of share some of the details, and then I thought we would talk about if you've been on Team Up before and maybe some ideas on how you've had some fun with your team, how you've moved forward with it, how you've created that momentum and earned those points. So first of all, the rules were to build a team, and the team consists of two Shackley distributors, or no more than two Shackley distributors or above, and then a team of no more, minimum of two distributors business leaders. So no more than two business leaders, and then a group of five altogether. And then I think the fun part is picking the name. So you pick a name for your team, and it's just a really great way to build teamwork and put a team of people who are growing and moving forward together and then earn those points. And then so the details are that you're going to earn three team up points when you personally sponsor a new distributor or a member with a $150 or more order. You're going to earn 5 points when you personally sponsor a new distributor or new member with a Prove It Challenge Kit. 5 points are earned for every $75 Prove It bonus you earn. 10 team up points for every 5 distributors that the team sponsors on an order of $150 or more, and then 25 team-up points every team member who becomes a business leader or advances to a new business leader rank. So what's really cool is that as you're moving together with your team, all of you are working, building your business, working towards these goals, but you all then also reap the rewards of each other working, because you're going to all receive these points as a team. All right, so I'm going to stop there before we go into earning the rewards and sharing any additional rewards that Shackley's offering. Does anyone have any questions about Team Up or anything I've mentioned so far?
Hey, Denise, it's Laureen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Just one thing I want to mention about Team Up that I think is so important for us to all recognize. You know, a lot of the promotions that are rolled out during the year are rolled out to help people kind of get more in the flow of what a daily activities are in building a successful business. These are action steps, and of course, with the sponsoring, to help people grow their business. In other words, these are things that we should be doing anyway. The fact that they've attributed, you know, these rewards is really super, super exciting. But for us to remember that beyond the rewards, which, you know, obviously if the team gets 75 points, everybody on the team will get 15 points towards the Cancun trip next year, which is super, super exciting. So, but just to keep in the back of our minds that these are action steps that really we need to be doing anyway. And it's a great way to start exercising the muscle and heading towards those rewards as a collective energy, but to make sure that we have the understanding that these are the same steps that we really exercise all the time in order to move our business forward.
Great reminder, yes. And how fun to be rewarded for those as we're building our teams and building our businesses. Thank you. All right. Anyone have any other comments before we move into the rewards portion or as we discuss some tips on how to create momentum in your team? All right. So in addition to the points that you're going to earn, Sheckley has created some additional rewards that you can earn. So incentive trip points, of course, is really the goal of this entire program. So you will earn 15 incentive trip points to all team members when each member earns a minimum of 5 points and the team earns a minimum of 75. So again, just as Lorraine mentioned, just for growing your business, going out there and sharing, you're going to be earning points, and collectively you'll be earning additional points towards that dream trip. And when you make the extra effort, your team can earn some really great rewards as well. So first place prize, top 10 teams, they get invited to a speakeasy, which is an event that's going to be held at the Global Conference in Orlando. They'll receive Sheckley branded luggage, wireless headset, and a speaker. Super fun. If you haven't seen these pictures or haven't scrolled through, you can find them on the Sheckley Dream Trip page under Team Up. And then the second prize is the next 20 teams, Sheckley branded luggage, wireless headset, and speakers. And these are really cool pieces. Again, I encourage you to go online and get excited about them because they're really beautiful items that Sheckley's just had their name put on. And so we get to market those as we're wearing our headset and carrying our luggage. It's just really cool stuff. So third place prize is the next 50 teams, and that Sheckley branded wireless headset and speaker. And then the fourth place would be the next 75 teams, Sheckley branded wireless headset. So lots and lots of opportunity to receive additional bling, right? Some good fun Sheckley stuff. All right, so that's basically how the Team Up works. It is super simple. It just is, you know, an exciting program that Sheckley's put together to help you grow. So we shared the details of the Team Up. And what I thought we would do now is if you have been on a Team Up in the past or if you have plans moving your team forward with Team Up, tell us a little bit about maybe some of your goals, maybe how you're going to plan out and play with your team and some of the ideas you have to create that momentum in your team, if you don't mind.
Hi, it's Trista.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
I'm glad you're able to talk. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, real quick. So I've been on Team Up teams before, and what it's done is just created a ton of momentum because you're kind of like, for us, it was like that run at the end of the year, you're running for goals, and it kind of moved that up into a smaller chunk. And so it was very exciting. So we did a lot of things, like we would do burst calls, and if anybody doesn't know what that is we would, you know, set a time, we'd text each other a message, and we'd all get on the phone and just make calls for like 15, 30 minutes, whatever, and then we'd get back on and share results and what happened, and it just created a lot of extra energy. So we are talking about implementing that as well this time. And another business leader in the field just shared they've already started using it. It's called the Team Up Tracker, and it basically is broken down all the different categories of points. And it also breaks down, like, your daily action steps, like how many reach-outs you're doing, how many follow-ups, you know, and then you're also tracking your success, how many, you know, distributors did you sign up that day or how many proven challenges. And so I'm going to be using trackers, and then we're going to have a weekly call and just kind of, you know, get together as well. So those are some of the things that our team's implementing.
Very cool. I love it. Who else would like to share some ideas?
Good morning, Denise. It's Jackie.
Good morning.
Hi. I have a question for Trista. How often do you do the burst calls, and how long of a period of time do you do them for?
What we did in the past is typically we'd say, okay, like Monday at this time, 10 o'clock, we're going to do them for 30 minutes. Who wants to get on? So whoever wants to get on would get on at that time, say like, you know, 10 to 10. And we'd kind of talk about strategy and get kind of fired up. And we'd do the calls, and then we'd get back on, say, at 10:35 when the calls were done. And we did have people in the group that sometimes would just get into the, you know, the group text or whatever and say, hey, is anybody available this afternoon? I'd like to do burst calls. Sometimes just like one or two people would just get on the phone and just kind of fire each other up. And whatever time they decided, 15, 30 minutes, an hour, and they would set their own goals too. So we would do it as a team, but then people would also branch off and do it according to their schedule. You know, somebody would just say, hey, I have half an hour. Does anybody want to jump on with me and go for it? And so that's how we used it.
Wow, thank you. That's excellent. Excellent.
To touch on that a little bit, it really is a fantastic idea to come together at least once a week in your team and either hash out some ideas or put together, you know, some thoughts. Definitely the burst calls, if you're not sure what that is, you set aside a certain amount of time. Your goal is to make a certain amount of phone calls or talk to as many people as you can. And that burst, you know, that short amount of time that you have. And then it's also real fun to get back together after that if you can and just kind of share, you know, what happened and, you know, how it turned out for you. So using either some type of a Zoom, you can do that where you create a room of people on the computer and have everybody in and discuss some things, do some type of a group call, or I love the group texting idea too, especially nowadays, you know, it's just quick to be able to throw out a group text. So create a texting group on your phone if you know how to do that, and then maybe keep in touch that way too. All right, so how about some other ideas for the team up? Getting excited, motivating your team, moving forward. What you're excited about.
Hey, Denise, it's Laureen.
Good morning.
So
again.
I also was part of a previous team up a few years ago, and we ended up earning, I think we earned two iPads at the time, if I'm not mistaken. And it's really quite interesting, you know, how the energy is up when there's rewards attributed to things. And, you know, a lot of, I think a lot of what created our success at the time was, first of all, the excitement, which you just mentioned. It's a big deal. And, you know, Shackley's always pouring money into the comp plan and ways to reward people for their actions, which is incredible. But I think one of the things that's is interesting is most people, you know, in their daily lives and in their jobs, they're not in this conversation. So it's a whole new conversation about getting rewards or even the idea of making, you know, $500 a month extra is not a conversation that people are having. So I think with the team up, with the collective energy around, you know, having these, let's say, burst calls or having, you know, accountability within the group is a great way to create the idea that this too can happen for me too, because you're not in it by yourself. So it's a very, very powerful collaboration to be in this conversation in a group and people being accountable to one another. So that's, and I think that's what attributed to our success a few years ago, just the accountability.
Nice. Accountability. I like that. Who else? Let's see. I'm going to pick on some people. If we don't have anybody come forward, first I'm going to pick on, I like to pick on Teresa, so we're going to pick on Teresa. I know you've been on lots of team-ups. You've had lots of success and received rewards and earned trips from being on team-ups in the past. Do you mind sharing a little bit about creating that momentum? What kind of ideas do you have for moving teams forward?
Good morning, everyone. I would say very similar to some of the suggestions that have already been made. This is some kind of acknowledgement of what you've been doing all week long. So, you know, there's got to be, whether you're sending
Is anyone else having trouble hearing Teresa? Hold on a minute, Teresa.
Okay. Yeah, I can't understand her.
Yeah. Are you on speaker, T?
I can't hear me
now. We could hear you, but it was extremely muffled.
Oh, okay. Well, and then I will let you guys move on to somebody else. I don't know what's going on with my phone.
Oh, yeah. That's actually better now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
I was going to say having some sort of accountability, and I know that that's been a message, has said this morning. So whether you guys, everybody texts each other or we do the blitz time frame, and generally I'm doing that every single day. And so like Lorraine mentioned, this is not activities that you don't already do in your business. But I think the great part about it is that you have other people to do it with, and you can share the successes that you've had for the week, and it holds you accountable. And so however the team decides to hold each other accountable, then that's what you guys do.
Perfect. All right, who else has been on a team up or has questions about team up or maybe wants to share some ideas that their team has?
Sandy, can you hear me okay?
Sandy, unfortunately, it's just a lot of background noise.
Okay, I won't pop in.
It's hard when we're trying to function, like do other things, right? Drive and do our businesses and get in on a call as well. But sometimes that background noise just makes it difficult to hear or understand. I apologize.
It's okay. We always have the Facebook thread. You know, we can comment on the call there if Sandy had something to add that was of value.
That's definitely right? A great idea. Yeah, and I loved the opportunity to keep talking about the topic, so we can throw that out there on the team Facebook page and share additional ideas and thoughts and create motivation that way for our teams as well and ourselves.
Denise, can I add something else? Because I know we're talking about a lot of ways to get out of our comfort zone. So maybe also holding as a team, maybe you guys would decide to, and again, this is whatever the team decides, but here's another idea, is also holding yourself accountable for your thinking. And so, you know, whether you were going to say, hey, we're going to hold ourselves accountable for also doing our affirmations or creating a goal board, whatever it is for that time period, because you are going to be out of your comfort zone, pushing yourself to reach these goals in this time frame, and the tendency is not to actually get okay with that uncomfortability.
Teresa, we lost you again.
It's really hard to hear you again, T.
Okay.
And I only caught a bit of that, talking about getting out of your comfort zone and moving forward for some people. Maybe this added push of the additional incentives really helps them get motivated and move in that direction. So staying connected to your team, making sure that you're working together really kind of helps to stomp out that uncomfortableness, right, and just get it out of the way and move forward, whether it's the burst or the blitz or the accountability phone calls, however you're going to get together and share your ideas and share your achievements. You know, for some people that's a little bit out of their comfort zone, but that's what this is about, moving forward as a team. All right, anyone else have anything about team up? Any ideas, suggestions? moving forward, some thoughts. It's just a really fun opportunity. It's, as Maureen mentioned, it's really nice that Sheckley's offered some additional incentive trips, just tools and rewards, rather, to help us achieve that. It's fun to go on the Sheckley incentive trips, and I would encourage everyone to really put their sights on that and, really help to move your team forward in earning those points. It's fun to get together with the people on your team and see everyone from the Team Glack and team there as well and hang out. And this is just a really great way to jump those points, get those points moving forward. The qualification period for Team Up started February 15th and ends March 31st. So that last day of March will be the last day you get to earn Team Up points. And so you have a lot of time to accumulate those points as a team. You have a lot of time to create that momentum. Just for clarification, if you have any questions about the Team Up, you can certainly find all the details on the Sheckley News on your team page, or on your personal Sheckley page, rather. Just click the Team Up link if you want the additional rules and details. You'll be able to find them there. But I think the most important part of this is to stay connected to your team, whether it's with phone calls or texting. Find out what the plan is, put a plan in place for yourself and then for the team as well. I love the idea of breaking it down and getting a tracker. In the past, there were some trackers created by Sheckley. I actually haven't seen a tracker, and maybe I missed it. Does anyone know if there's a... Trista, maybe you can answer that. Did your team create the tracker?
No, you know what? It's another business leader in the field, and I was on a Zoom the other day and talking to this other business leader, and she said that another business leader shared it with her, and they started using it with the breakdown of how the points are accumulated in Team Up. And so it's into categories, but then it's also into action steps. And so we were on the call, and she says, yeah, we've been using this. And she said, I found out where there's gaps in my business. And she held it up, and she said, it's on reach outs and invites, new invites. And she said the tracker has been so helpful for her using it already, because she can look at her business and say, wait, I'm doing excellent follow-up, but I'm not doing invites, or I'm not doing enough presentations. So she said for her it was a big eye-opener, because she's pretty active and she's a really incredible business leader. And she's like, I thought I was doing pretty awesome. And she said, now I can see where there's gaps in my business. And so she's been already like excited. And I said, hey, can you share that with me? So I'll look for it in my computer. And it's a very neutral tracker. It's, it has just everything kind of around Team Up. And I can send it to you. And then if you want to share it on Team Glack.
That'd be great. It'd be nice to be able to have that. A lot of people like those details. I mean, it just makes sense to be able to track all those different areas. So, and it's just a nice tool, right, to have. Like you said, it's eye-opening, I'm sure, when you start to put the numbers and dots, or however you put the calculations on the page, and you realize, where some of your shortcomings might be. So it's helpful that way, I bet.
Thank you for posting.
All right. Does anyone have any other questions or comments about Team Up?
Hi, dude. Denise, it's Jackie. Most people, you guys probably already know this, but if you don't, all the activity from February 1st count. And then anybody who registered their team by Monday, I think it was Monday the 10th, there's going to be a Jeff Hill coaching call. So check your emails for that special invitation if you registered your team early. I think it's tomorrow night at 7.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm on it.
We appreciate that. Thank you for sharing. All right. Well, I think we're going to close out a little bit early here, but if anybody has any additional thoughts or questions or comments, we'll certainly leave some space for that before we close out. I truly appreciate the participation and the feedback this morning in regards to the Team Up and how you all are going to be using it and moving forward with it. Mentioned, we'll go ahead and post some information on the Facebook page, and if you want to continue to add to it, and then I'll try to get that sheet from Trista and add that to that feed as well. So I hope everybody has a fantastic entire month of February, and of course all the way through the end of March for this team up. But I hope you have a fantastic day, and everybody take care.
Thanks, Denise.
You're welcome, everyone.